make the statement critical of Colombia's recently passed Law of Justice and Peace, and now to govern paramilitary demobilization. That statement reads as follows. The Central American Commission on Human Rights has been advised of the passing by Congress of the so-called Law of Justice and Peace, which public concept. This legislation that requires the presidential signature in order to enter into force establishes a legal framework for the demobilization of members of illegal armed groups involved in the commission of serious crimes against the civilian population in the context of the armed conflict. In view of the recent adoption of this bill, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights makes public its general observations regarding the content in light of its mandate to promote the observance and defense of human rights, as well as the task delegated to it by the Permanent Council of the Organization of American States, OAS, and a center in assuming the position of the OAS is completely in accordance with the commitment of the member states, which is in full compliance with human rights and international humanitarian law. In a process of dialogue between the Colombian government and the paramilitary reports on the general situation of human rights in the countries of the hemisphere in individual cases, the Inter-American Commission has consistently insisted on the state's obligation to establish adequate mechanisms to achieve truth, justice, and reparation for victims of human rights violations. The progress of the truth about what happened during the conflict working seriously for justice through the determination of the responsibility of the perpetrators of the service to victims, the reparation of the damages caused, rather than generating obstacles to the agreement that can lead to peace building, constitute basic pillars of its strength. Regarding the law of justice and peace in Colombia, the Inter-American Commission notes that the determination of the historical truth regarding what happened during the last few decades of the conflict does not appear as an objective. Nor does the determination of who's responsible for militarism, or the degree of involvement of different participants in the perpetration of crime against the civilian population by action, commission, collaboration, or acquiescence. The objective bill concentrates upon the mechanism to establish individual criminal responsibility for individual cases and involves demobilized members of illegal armed groups receiving procedural benefits. However, its provisions fail to establish incentives for a full confession of the truth or for the responsibility in exchange for the generous judicial benefits received. Consequently, the established mechanism does not guarantee that the crime perpetrated can be duly clarified, and that in many cases the facts may not be revealed and the perpetrators will remain unpunished. Provisions of the law may further the concealment of other conduct that, not put to light at a future date, could benefit from the same alternative penalties. This procedural benefit cannot only lead to conduct directly related to the armed conflict, but also can be invoked regarding the commission of ordinary crimes, such as human trafficking. The Inter-American Commission also observes that institutional mechanisms created by the law to administer justice, in particular the Prosecutor's National Unit for Justice, and Peace, composed of 20 prosecutors, limits the strength necessary to undertake effectively the task of prosecuting thousands of massacres, collective executions, forced disappearances, kidnappings, tortures, forced displacement, and extirpation of land, among other crimes, committed by several thousand demobilized individuals in the number of years that paramilitary structures have operated in Colombia. Regarding the seriousness and complexity of the crimes perpetrated, the short time limits and procedural stages provided for the legal mechanisms to investigate and prosecute the demobilized individuals benefiting from the law, also fail to offer a realistic alternative to establish individual responsibility in full measure. This circumstance would prevent the undercovering of what happened to many of the victims, thus frustrating the reparation process they are entitled to. Now, investigation of serious violations of human rights course, has a strict time limit, and we often can do the necessary procedural activity. In terms of the situation of the damage caused by those responsible for the commission of heinous crimes, the NIA places special emphasis on the restitution of unlawfully acquired property, recovering the mechanisms that might serve the full situation of the victims. Particularly, it does not provide the specific mechanisms to repair the damage caused to the social fabric of indigenous countries, the afro-descendant communities, or the displaced women at the edge of culture, and the marginalized groups more vulnerable to violence. The role of risk provides as part of the declaration due to the victim, and it is directed to preventing the repetition of the crimes committed, such as disqualification or separation from official functions of state agents and tasks or missions. The Peaceful American Commission acknowledges that, in such a complex, painful, and prolonged situation of the conflict in Colombia, the de-escalation of the armed participants and round of negotiations is a priority. However, in order to secure a lasting peace, guarantees the non-repetition of crimes, international law, human rights violations, and serious infractions of international humanitarian law must be in place. This requires the clarification and mitigation of the consequences of violence through mechanisms that prove to be adequate to establish the truth of the topic, administer justice, and provide reparation for the victims in light of the American Convention on Human Rights and the OAS Charter. The Commission shall continue to exercise its mandate to promote and protect human rights in Colombia, vis-a-vis the demilitarization process and the interpretation and application of its legal framework. Through the adoption of general and specific reports and the consideration and decision of the DOA. For further information on the situation of human rights in Colombia, you can visit the Peaceful Discourse related website. This information has been provided by the Peaceful American Commission on Human Rights. It has been produced by Radio Underscore at our studios in Madrid on July 18, 2005.